relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
I'm sorry. I know it was like treading on water with an 80-pound backpack on your back for my team. But that last hour, that was fun. Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, and you. That segment, the penultimate segment on how it, what it'll take to win, we're going to post that. We're going to post the whole hour, but we're going to post the fourth segment first because it was such good advice from Dennis and Charlie. But now, did you hear that music? If you're on YouTube, I'm sorry. It was the theme to Charlie's Angels. Why? Because we're going to the West Coast. We're going to our warrior princess, CRN Talks, Jennifer Horn.
Hi.
Hey.
How are we going to win in 2020? I love that. I was listening. I was actually commuting all over Los Angeles just before I came into the studio to chat with you today, and I heard
How does one commute all over Los Angeles? You've got to have a helicopter, right, to do that.
Yeah. My helicopter's in the shop.
Hang on. You're Wonder Woman. You've got an invisible jet.
That's what I was
getting at.
I know
who you are.
I've got the cape.
Is that why we're not allowed
on?
To see you? Because you're in an invisible jet?
You know, I'm so bummed today. And for those listening
excuses.
On radio, there's this great YouTube channel, at sebgorka.com. Go to YouTube, you can see it. But I actually have a brand new studio set up today. And for some reason, we're not connecting it. It looks awesome. You would love it.
Okay, Shad, do we believe her?
I sent you guys a picture. You can look at it for yourself.
I have not seen any picture. Shad.
I'm just saying, you know, when's the last time?
Enough of the non-committal stuff.
When's the last time she got a haircut? That's all I'm asking. That's the real question.
Has
with the lockdown stuff.
It. Has she done a Nancy?
I'm growing
That's
it
the
out.
Question. Were you set up? Were you set up by your studio builders? Is it like Nancy and the hairdresser?
That's what it was. Exactly right. They're videoing me right now, and I don't have my mask on because I'm talking to you. It's terrible.
Do you really have a new studio?
No, I really do. I swear. I'm in a new studio
today.
How
cool is it?
It's really cool. Well, actually, it was the studio that you were in when you came to Los Angeles and you broadcasted in our big video studio at our CRM Broadcast Center. So I'm in here today, and it looks fantastic.
You're such a tease. Follow her right now, at Jennifer Horn.
You should only see it. I look great.
Host of the Morning Answer. We know you look great. Host of the Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Can I ruin your day?
No. All right, fine.
But you're a warrior. You're a warrior.
I am.
I'm going to play a 50-second cut.
Okay.
From Pencil Neck. Well, look,
my
come
nemesis?
On. It's your district.
Oh, yeah, my congressman.
Your congressman. This is with Bill.
For now.
That's why she's a regular guest. My congressman, for now.
Right.
This is Adam Schiff. I've seen the evidence of collusion with Bill Maher about a certain state called California.
California businesses are leaving the state in droves. In just 2018 and 19, which were economic boom years, 765 commercial facilities left. 13,000 businesses left between 2009 and 2016. Look, I came out here in 1983. I found paradise. I love California. I do. I don't want to leave. But I feel like I'm living in Italy in the 70s or something. Super high taxes, potholes in the road. I don't know what I'm getting for my super high taxes. What do you say about this as a California representative?
Well, I think we have to make every effort to make this a more business-friendly state. And I don't think there's anything incompatible with being progressive and also wanted to make sure that this is a place that businesses can survive and thrive.
So I'm so glad. I'm so thankful to Adam Schiff, Jennifer, because now I know what the definition of progressive is. Mm-hmm. Hounding 700 companies out of your state makes you a progressive state.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, it's so interesting to me because a lot of people will say, why don't you just leave the state? Why don't you stay here and fight? Or why do you stay there and fight? And the reason that I stay here and fight, Seb, is because I know that what I'm hearing from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're proposing exactly what California has been living with and through for the last several decades. And so I'm here to fight because I know we have to fight it here in the belly of the beast because it is going to start spreading across the country. And that's why it's so important we talk about what's happening in California and not write it off as just some crazy stuff that is not reality for the rest of us, because what they are talking about when you listen to debates, when you listen to town hall, when Joe Biden is stumbling through his speeches is exactly what we have in California. And that is an unfriendly business environment. We have a tyrannical governor who is telling us where to go, how to go, with who we can go. We have potholes in the streets. We have roads that are crumbling. We pay high prices for gas. We pay high prices to live here. The schools are failing. And there's a whole litany of problems that could be stopped. We don't even have power when it gets hot outside because they're afraid of sparking a fire. Why? Because of environmental regulations, the same type that are being proposed as part of the Green New Deal, which Joe Biden can't decide if he supports or not, but his website sure says he does.
Not only that, you have a mayor of Los Angeles who thinks that the most destitute people our excrement. Could you talk to us about that story, please, Jennifer?
This is an amazing one. First of all, Mayor Garcetti wanted to run for president this time around.
What, excuse me?
Oh, yeah. He had an exploratory committee. He was out.
That's a joke, right?
No. He was working out in the gyms in South Carolina and in Iowa, and he was all over the place. He thought he was going to run. He was going to be one of the 20 candidates that found themselves on that stage. And what he does when he leaves the state, when he leaves the city of Los Angeles and the state of California, Seb, he goes out to the rest of the country and he tries to talk like he's a moderate, right? He tries to tell people what he thinks they want to hear. And so he'll talk about how the problems in Los Angeles are being dealt with, that the city isn't really to blame, that these people are degenerates. Yet when he talks to us in Los Angeles, he says that the only thing that will fix the homeless problem is higher taxes. Now, Mayor Eric Garcetti on September 23rd, he participated in a digital event, like everybody's doing now, on Zoom for the election, right? And it was a pre-election town hall that he was contributing to. And he was asked some questions about the homeless crisis in Los Angeles, which is over 100,000 deep in Los Angeles County alone. And those are only the people that they know about and that they've been able to count. There are a lot of people who evade the people who go out every year and make this tally. And so Mayor Garcetti talked about how this was not his fault, not the city's fault, that they have all of these programs in place, that it's just, you know, it's a problem that they just can't deal with. And then he likened these people who are the most destitute of all, right? Some of them veterans, almost all of them suffering from some sort of mental disorder or drug addiction. And he said this. He referenced the Rose Parade, which we have every year here in California, in Pasadena. And he said, the people who follow the horses, you know what they do? They clean up the, you know what, from the horses as they walk down the parade route. He said, that's what the city of Los Angeles is like with the homeless problem. And literally likened homeless people, people who have value, whether or not they are living in a home or not, he likened them to horse excrement.
Well, it was pretty explicit. So let me.
Yeah, he actually said it.
So let me give you the exact words. So this is from the video. The city is kind of like the Rose Parade. You know those folks who are dressed up in cowboy outfits, but they're behind the horses, sweeping up everything that falls out of their rear ends? That's kind of what the city's role is when it comes to homelessness. Now, is he going to pay a penalty for calling the mentally challenged, drug-addicted, homeless people of Los Angeles horse excrement, Jennifer?
I cannot believe that this has not been front and center. It has been a topic of conversation on The Morning Answer. We've been talking about it on talk radio, but the mainstream news media in Los Angeles has not picked this up at all. Now, imagine when, and actually, we don't even have to imagine, when President Trump had that moment when he called those blank hole countries.
Right.
He wasn't talking about the people. He was talking about the governments that literally run these countries into the ground and cause all sorts of atrocities. He was taken to task. I mean, that line is still brought up time and time and time again. And if he said something like this, can you imagine what the media would do to President Trump? They give Mayor Garcetti a free pass. And I'll tell you what's even worse than his words, because the words are pretty bad. But we passed a homeless tax about 2 years ago. It was a local measure, and it was Triple H, HHH. And the voters voted for it, and it was supposed to provide housing for the homeless in the city and the county of Los Angeles. And what they've done, they were supposed to build 10,000 houses by this time for the homeless. Instead, they are at the number of 238 homes built, and the average cost for those homes is $745,000.
Hang on. For one home?
For one home.
$700,000.
So his words are terrible, but his inactivity and inaction to fix this problem is so much worse.
All right, we will continue because we know the truth and we want to share it with you. She's Jennifer Horner, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. CRNTalk.com. This is America First, and I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka.
I would just say to my Democrat colleagues, these years now, this pattern and practice, as we say in the law, of religious bigotry, because that's what it is. When you tell somebody that they're too Catholic to be on the bench, when you tell them they're going to be a Catholic judge, not an American judge, that's bigotry. The pattern and practice of bigotry from members of this committee must stop.
That was, of course, Senator Hawley during the never-ending Senate hearing of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, and he's right. It's religious bigotry. There is no religious test in America, but that's what the Democrats are doing to that godly woman, mother of seven. Religious persecution is real. It's not like in the Middle East, I get it, but it is real. What can you do about it? You can help an amazing organization called Alliance Defending Freedom. They're the people who take the cases of religious persecution, whether it's a cake baker or whether it's somebody whose First Amendment rights are being abused, all the way to the Supreme Court. And they do it for free, but they can't do it without your support. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, that's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and make a donation of $100 or anything that's comfortable and relatively easy for you to do so that all of our rights will be protected. You can call them if you prefer at 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. Or just go to sebgorka.com, Alliance Defending Freedom. These are all of our rights, all of our freedoms. Thank you for our support. Let's return to Jennifer Horn. She is on Twitter under the very complicated tag of Jennifer Horn.
That's right. Just don't confuse me with the other one from the Lincoln Project.
Yes,
happens all the time.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
There's a lot of differences between the two of us.
CRNTalk.com, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show. I have to ask you this question because I'm a sexist.
Yes.
What's it like as a woman, Jennifer?
How long do you have? Lay down on the couch, I'll tell you.
To see what you are seeing happen to Judge Barrett in the last 3 days. And first, let's have some fun. How cool was it when they asked her, when Cornyn asked her, what notes are you using during this hearing? And she held up a blank pad.
I know. She's amazing. I have an innocent girl crush on her. She is, and you know, I was talking with a few people about this today, people from all various viewpoints, by the way. And that is, no matter what you think about this process, whether or not you think it should be happening right now, whether or not you think that, you know, the appointment should have been made at all, there is not one person on the planet that cannot say that this woman is qualified. And I was talking to some women today who said this is a great example for young women everywhere. Not only is she one of the things that drives me nuts about women in politics or women who are trying to be taken seriously is that they feel that they have to lose their femininity. And a lot of that is cultural. I'll be honest. I believe that women and men get a fair shot most of the time. But one of the things women have to really do more than men is struggle for likability. And you see Kamala Harris trying to do it and failing miserably.
Maisie Hirono.
I mean, we have to struggle a little harder than men do to be likable. That's just it's a biological thing. I'm sorry if that hurt people's feelings.
Well, I'm melting right now. The snowflakes.
I know. I can tell.
I think. Can I phrase it a different way?
Yeah,
I don't think we try to be likable.
That's true.
So we don't have that pressure, but you guys do.
And there's a fine line between being tough, kind of a hard, you know what, and then being a doormat. And so women, I think, are kind of struggling for that role. She executes. Amy Coney Barrett executes perfectly. She is tough. She is smart, but she's not afraid to show she's a woman. She's not afraid to show that she's feminine. She, you know, I was reading an article even about her fashion choices today. She didn't have to go in the tailored pantsuit that you see on Hillary Clinton and you see on Kamala Harris. She went in a dress. She showed us how smart she was by showing up there with no notes, being able to refer to all of these cases without any assistance. And she did it gracefully. Her demeanor is incredible. Her temperament. I mean, I don't know what could shake this woman. I mean, maybe that's what having 7 kids does, right?
But raising 7 kids, having to answer stupid questions, and being a college professor, I think that's helped her to deal with the morons on the Senate committee. However, there's no excuse. There's just no excuse for what they're doing to her in terms of the Maisie Hirono, have you ever sexually abused or assaulted anyone?
So stupid.
Or Spartacus Cory Booker saying... He said, can you denounce white supremacy? Now, where does all this come from? I've been wanting to share this with you for ages. And this is the time, because I think it speaks to what's happening on Capitol Hill. This is audio of a class by a California high school teacher called Patrick Casey. And this is what he said to his high school students in California over that Zoom call class. Cut 14.
White men miss the old days where they could just be a white dude who walked up and grabbed women by their genitals and nobody said anything, right? But you can't do that now. So that's why there's all these people like, make America great again. What they mean is make it kind of racist and sexist again. That's what they're talking about.
So white guys, according to this California high school teacher, miss the time when we could walk up to women and grab them by the genitalia. Your comment, Jennifer Horn.
I think it is so irresponsible and unfortunately so demonstrative of what's going on in our school system right now. You have people who have absolutely lost their mind and they are willing to take people down and vilify people who don't agree with them at any cost. You know, the left is the group that's supposed to really endorse and put their arms around freedom of thought and freedom of individuality unless you dare disagree with them. And then if you do disagree, you are not a woman. You're just one of those stupid white males. You're a racist. You're a sexist. You're a predator. They want to take you down at every turn. That's what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. They made things up. That's what they're trying to do to Amy Coney Barrett, trying to get her to commit time and time again to things that she doesn't want to commit to. And that's what you get from this teacher who is telling our kids, and this is our greatest resource in this country, that a totally false narrative based only, not even in this guy's feelings, but in pure hatred.
So where does this end? How do you feel, as somebody who follows politics very, very closely? Is Judge Barrett going to be confirmed?
I think that Judge Barrett is going to be confirmed. I think that I can't imagine. I mean, there are a lot of people who are out there with their tinfoil hats on saying that there's going to be some sort of doozy that they're going to drop and that Senator Hirono knew about something that's going to drop tomorrow. I can't imagine that. I thought maybe her most impactful moment was when she spoke about race in this country and watching the George Floyd videos with her daughter, Vivian. I don't know anybody really that could come up with any good reason why she shouldn't be confirmed. Even CNN said if this was under different circumstances and a different time, you'd have at least 70 justices that would vote to confirm her if
senators.
They were being honest.
Senators,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Justice, we have 70 justices.
That's what the Democrats want.
All about. Right.
That's what the Democrats want.
And as far as schooling, we need parents to take back the schools. We need parents involved with the school board. We need to make sure that we're getting these stories out about these lies that are being told to our kids. School choice is important. Getting involved with school boards is important.
Yeah.
And you know what? If there is any silver lining that's come from this COVID pandemic, it's that people are actually paying more attention to what
they're
their kids
finally
are being taught.
Finding out.
Because they're seeing it.
The garbage, the indoctrination that is being
that's
shoved
right.
on their children. The brighter side, the silver lining. We've been talking to Jennifer Horn. We'll find out next week, I guess, if she really has a new studio. In the meantime, follow her at Jennifer Horn, crntalk.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, and wherever you get your podcasts. Next, he's back. It's the Baron. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Hear ye, ladies and gentlemen. Hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron, Boris Epstein, on America First.
You may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay?
The senator who was a Mormon... He was governor. Huh. That's such a... Hard to remember these things. Baron! Who is Biden talking about?
I'm pretty sure...
How many Mormon senators are there who are governors? Many, right? Many.
I think he...
Is it Pierre?
No.
Is it Pierre Delicto?
It's not Pierre. I think he probably thinks he's talking about Joe Smith, one of the
Joseph Smith, because he's been around in politics as long as he probably met Joseph
Smith.
He's
like, oh, you know, after my meeting with
the founder of the Mormon faith,
right? After my meeting with the founder of the Mormon faith, and then you know, I also had a great meeting.
Maybe
with
that's where the gold tablets went.
Ulysses
Maybe
S.
they're
Grant.
In Hunter Biden's Swiss bank account.
He sold them
to Biden.
Yes,
many moons ago. Okay, well, welcome, Boris. Behave.
Yeah, I'm having fun as always.
We're having so much fun with strategic advisors of the Trump 2020 campaign. Regular guest here on America First. Follow him at Boris EP. And check out, we just recorded, I think, one of our longest episodes of The Battle for 69. That was a good one. You came in, you were working like crazy.
Well, listen,
and you just, boom, you went straight in to the podcast.
It's been a busy day, a lot going on. And we're working hard, working to get the president reelected, doing everything we can. But here we are. We did the podcast. That was almost 50 minutes we just
did. Yes, I know. We didn't even talk about cigars, Boris. How did that happen? Usually it's a good 15 minutes of cigar chat. We just forgot.
You know what?
It's organic, right?
19 days to go.
We're too busy for cigars.
Well,
I had two big ones last night.
You did?
With my son.
I
had a Cuban. I had a Cuban cigar.
You did which one?
Well, of course, Monty number 2.
Oh, that's nice.
It was amazing. Stop it. This is not the podcast.
Okay, for the podcast.
Back to work.
But now, I just sat here wishing to myself, I really wish I was smoking a cigar right now.
Right now?
Because that's what we're going to do after we win. We're going
to
do a remote. We're going
to
do a remote after with cigars after the big win on November 3rd. Things are looking good.
The president should smoke cigars. He doesn't drink.
He keeps it very...
It's the Diet Cokes.
It's the clean lifestyle. The Diet Cokes
and burgers. And the steak. He likes his steak. He likes his pizza.
Pizza, steak, burgers.
Burgers.
Okay.
On Air Force One.
On Air Force
Guys,
One.
We're not joking.
That is the truth. 19 days to go.
19 days.
It's getting to be that time. It's exciting. It's riveting. And as I said to you on the podcast, I'm feeling 2016 vibes. I'm
right.
Fully feeling those vibes.
So we mustn't be overconfident.
Yes.
Okay. We got to always, I think it was Mark Lotto in the studio said, you always play like you're 20 points down. That's how we play. But things are looking good. Talk to us about the latest breaking news. Laptop Hunter Biden, videos of him with probably prostitutes, having sex, taking drugs. But more importantly, an email from the third highest, individual at the Ukrainian gas company to Hunter Biden saying, set up a meeting with your dad, the then vice president. That ends campaigns. I mean, hang on a second. In 80, when was Biden? When did he cancel his last?
88.
In 88.
For plagiarizing.
He had to cancel his campaign because he stole two paragraphs from the Labour leader of the UK.
Yes.
I think this is a little bit bigger, Boris, don't you?
It's not just bigger. It's huge.
It's huge.
It's something that underscores what we've known, that Joe Biden is corrupt, that he's quid pro Joe.
Quid pro Joe.
That he's quid pro Joe, that he will do and say anything to get elected and will do and say anything to get his family to become rich.
Yeah.
And that's what that was.
And not just Hunter.
No.
His two brothers. It's Joe.
Sure, James, Frank. Everybody over there is getting rich. All the Bidens are getting rich. Okay?
So how does this play out? You're not as cynical as I am. We discussed this on the podcast, but you are a real political pro. You've been on multiple campaigns. You're working for the president right now. How does this play out in the next few days? Does this just get deep-sixed into the memory hole that Orwell told us about?
That's what the media wants to happen. That's what the media
wants
to happen.
But when Maggie Haberman is being attacked because she retweets the New York Post piece because her magazine, her rag, the Times didn't run it, maybe this has legs?
It has legs. I think that there potentially may be more to come. Hunter Biden is a disaster. He was using his father's position. He was using his father to get richer and richer and richer. Who knows what happened with the money? But we know that his dad, Joe Biden, forced the head prosecutor of Ukraine to be fired and blackmailed the leadership of
the Ukrainian government
to do it with $1 billion. We know that for a fact. And that is corruption at its worst.
And that's why he is quid pro Joe Beijing Biden. Follow him right now, Boris Epstein at Boris EP. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Listen to Kent from Arkansas. I've been taking Relief Factor for 3 months, and I'm amazed at how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in bed and cry. Sounds like Brian Stelter. At this writing, it has been raining all day and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days I have a great quality of life. Thanks, Relief Factor. Wow. Find out if you could be the next Kent. It's so easy. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do for 3 weeks, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Kent, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to find out, as the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Do it now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
I love my sleep. Do you? I've been getting great sleep lately. Why? Because it's undisturbed. Because I sleep through the night, resting my head on one of Mike Lindell's incredible My Pillows, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. 51 million sold. It's that good. Get up to 50% off all of Mike Lindell's incredible products at MyPillow.com. You can call them 800-829-8468, 800-829-8468, but you don't get those massive discounts unless you use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. You will not regret it. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Somebody who clearly does not use any of Mike Lindell's products is Spartacus. And I don't mean the real one. I mean the fake one. I mean Cory Booker. We are in studio with the Baron. I can't believe we've only got one segment left. You got to check out the podcast. We've just recorded the latest episode, episode 37, and it's a corker. It's great. Not a gawker. It's a corker. Let's listen to Senator Spartacus in front of the incredibly accomplished Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
I'm going to ask you some questions that if you had told me 5 years ago that would be questions asked at a Supreme Court nomination hearing, I would have thought they wouldn't be possible. But unfortunately, I think they're necessary to ask you. And I hope that you'll give me direct answers. The first one, you've already spoken towards issues of racism and how you deplore it. But I want to just ask you very simply, and I imagine you'll give me a very short, resolute answer. But you condemn white supremacy, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad to see that you said that. I wish our president would say that so resolutely and unequivocally as well.
Disgusting.
Two things. Isn't that despicable? And number two, white supremacy, really? Come on. Is this guy serious? Don't Americans look at that and say, how about coronavirus? How about the wall? How about the economy? White supremacy? I was thinking today, Boris, how does the average American react to that? This is a Senate hearing for a Supreme Court justice. White supremacy? Is that our problem in America?
You know, here's what's really disgusting about that, is that Amy Coney Barrett has two Haitian children.
Yeah. Two black children. She's got one Down syndrome child. She's a mother of seven, two of whom have been saved from Haiti, correct, one of the most benighted countries in the world.
Correct.
Oh, and by the way, she's a federal judge, mother of seven. But white supremacy, right? Oh, and don't forget, we talked about this on the podcast, sexual assault, because Maisie Hirono. Sexual assault and white supremacy is how we do Supreme Court justice hearings.
Right. And it was so obvious from the, let's be honest, not that smart Cory Booker. That was just a whole setup to just say that one little quip about the president who's absolutely condemned
again
white supremacy.
Again and again, literally, even before he was president.
No doubt, the interview with Jake Tapper.
Can I steal your thunder?
Thunder's taken.
Because you made this point in the podcast about Maisie Hirono's question about sexual assault to Judge Barrett. She did that in front of her children.
In front of her kids.
And guess what?
Right.
Cory Booker just did that white supremacy garbage in front of Judge Barrett's black children. Do these people have souls?
No, no souls. And I do think, we talk about this in the podcast, but I do think to myself often, how do they look at themselves in the mirror?
I know.
How do they go to bed at night?
Do they really think they're the good guys?
There's no way. They must just be happy with whatever modicum, small level of power they have. That's what it has
to be. But hang on. I mean, you look at the really bad guys in history. They all thought they were the good guys, didn't they? Do you think these people think they're really the Spartacuses?
I doubt it. I think they're very depressed. I think when they look at themselves,
they hate themselves.
You have to.
Because you can't treat another human being the way they do unless you have some problem with your soul.
How can you look at Amy Coney Barrett and think that she should be asked these questions, A,
yeah,
and that she's not qualified for the Supreme Court, B?
Right.
I will tell you that the day that she is confirmed, which I expect very soon.
So it's going to happen, right?
I fully expect it to happen. It's going to be one of the happiest days of my political life.
The vote on her, I found out today, in the committee, It's going to happen on my birthday, my 50th birthday. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that so wonderful?
I think the president told Senator Graham, look, Dr. G, Seb, you know, October 22nd, get with it. Come on. Now I know why he delayed it.
Well, I will tell you that there's a lot of excitement for Dr. G's birthday. And there's a
now we can talk about cigars because we didn't on the podcast.
There's an event planned that I'm very excited
I've
for.
I bought 30 big cigars. I've got Gorka cigar labels.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. 50th. Camo. Camouflage nice. Cigar labels. Custom made. We're going to put a little bow on all of those cigars. It's going to be a help yourself night. The bar's open. Cigars are free. Pretty good, right? In the swamp, you don't get that very often.
We're going to have a... It's gonna,
and Hunter Biden will not be there with a Hunter camera. No Hunter Biden.
Let's not invite Hunter. We don't need any crack, okay?
Where's Hunter? We're no doing prostitutes. This, we're no doing drugs. This, we're doing steak this, and some
legal
cigars.
Old school.
Single malt.
Single malt. Legal old school. Hey, I have something to say.
Are we ever serious?
We are.
Go ahead.
I actually have something cool to tell you. This week...
Not another job.
No.
Okay.
But I
can't keep up.
But I will be down. I'm going
There's
down
a limit
to Florida
on Twitter.
For a series,
How many jobs?
For a series of events, and I may see our friend
who
Kaizad Hansosha from Gurkha Cigars.
You are.
I may see him for a smoke.
Mr. Gurkha Cigars, yeah. Of course, because he's based in Miami.
He's down there. I may see him.
Will you give him our best?
I will give him
and
the
tell
very
him.
Best.
I don't know. He might have a private Boeing jet. I don't know. Tell him that my party's open to people like him.
Oh, so
good people.
The good people.
Well, the Patriots. The Patriots.
The Patriots are included.
Who don't think white supremacy is the primary thing you should ask a mother of seven with two Haitian adopted children.
Those people. Who are...
It's not a good metric.
Who are smart enough to know that maybe that's not the way to handle it, right?
Here's a metric for good people. If you think it is inappropriate to ask a mother of seven who has two... black Haitian children in her family that she adopted with her husband. If you think asking her about white supremacy in front of the world's cameras is a bad thing, you're a good guy. Huh, do you like that?
Yeah. How about if you do want to ask the mother of seven in front of her children if she's ever sexually harassed somebody or sexually assaulted anybody, you're a bad person. Also, if your name is Maisie Hirono, you're a bad person. You know, Maisie Hirono really has kind of made a name for herself. It's sort of, I feel like, in sports, there's always the one player on the team who's the worst.
Yes.
The
one that gets picked last.
And that's Maisie Hirono. By the way, real quick before we go, have you seen Ted Lasso on Apple TV?
My son keeps raving about it.
It's pretty good. It's good.
I haven't seen it.
It's about football.
I'll check it out. Soccer.
Yeah.
Soccer. Thank you. He's giving us tips for entertainment as well. Follow this man, the Baron, at Boris EP on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works and is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans, including Alicia in California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Don't you deserve to be like Alicia? Find out today. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. Call them 800-500-8384. You deserve to know if you're the next success story. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
I love our truck drivers. I truly do. Some of our best listeners. But the one I saw as I was walking my dog, dude, you've got to think again. Sitting in his cab in the massive car park by himself next to the park where I walk. Killian! And he had a mask on that he'd pulled down to his chin, like a hijab for your chin, puffing away on a cigarette. Okay, make a choice. Mask? Cigarette? Think about it. Get back to me. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, and I have been very bad. I've been a bad boy. I wanted to get Jeff on the show because he's got an observation. Everybody's trying to get you down. They're lying to you with the polls. The president's capacity to win. And Jeff had a point. Jeff, why are you feeling good about the next 19 days?
Because look at Brexit. When people get sick of the establishment, they stop believing the media, they never go back. What was 3 or 4 years ago, Brexit went through. Then the establishment, they threw all the propaganda at it that they could for years. They delayed it, pushed it back. They had the election in 2017. A little bit looked like it was going to happen. Then in 2019, that election was all about Brexit. And after years of trying to say how bad it was going to be, wreck the economy, kill jobs, a historic win for the Conservatives in the UK.
So let me unpack that for those. We try and discuss this here because, look, not just because I was born in the UK, but I think this is where it all begins. I think we don't have the Trump phenomena. We don't have all the amazing movements across the world. And I mean the world, from, you know, Austria to Australia. Brexit is the rejection of the establishment, big time. When you have the British people say, no more European Union, we're getting out of here, we want national independence. That is an anti-establishment vote, just as voting for the non-politician Donald Trump was an anti-establishment vote. And what you're saying, Jeff, is you can never come back from that. Once you reject all of politics, that's going to be your loyalty forever, right?
It takes a while to get sick of it. When you finally realize that you're against the establishment, you never go back to voting politicians.
Last question. And are you certain, given the informal signs, forget the polls, that those people are going to vote again?
Absolutely.
That's why we hired him. He's got not for his taste in music, that is definitely, or movies, definitely not the case, but he is in touch with America. He's Mr. G. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Dr. G, this is America First. If you enjoyed today's show, check out our hour-long podcast. No commercials, none, with the Baron. It's called The Battle for 1600. It was a good one. And, of course, YouTube. You can subscribe for free to this show, the video version. Hit the subscription bell. Hit the subscription button, the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. Hold the line. And now, and for the next 19 days and beyond, stay frosty. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.